Pitcairn, like Juan Fernandez, is another of those fabled islands of the South Pacific with great associated stories. The mutineers of HMS Bounty settled the island after seizing the ship from her reportedly tyrannical master, William Bligh, in 1789. American whalers sometimes visited Pitcairn, occasionally returning with souvenirs. The whale ship Marcus of Fairhaven visited there January 13, 1846. By that time, Russell had returned to New Bedford from his whaling voyage, but once again, as in so many instances in this panorama, the experiences of crew members returning from their voyages seemed to find their way into the painting. Russell shows several details, including the famous banyan tree under which Bounty people built their village, later named Adamstown, for the patriarch and last surviving mutineer, John Adams. Apart from the curiosity associated with the place, there was little reason for whalers to make extended visits to Pitcairn. Despite the depth of the sea and the constant breaking surf, Russell includes a few timbers protruding from the water as the last remains of the HMS Bounty. To complete the fascinating account of the fate of the Bounty mutineers on this remote island, the artists pointedly include the place of John Adams' grave. Adams was the last of the mutineers, and he died in 1829 after developing close relationships with his Tahitian co-settlers, who all worked together to shepherd the little community. One feature of traveling across the Pacific Ocean that Russell simply cannot convey is the vast distances involved. It is 2,000 miles from Cape Horn to Juan Fernandez, and 2,900 miles from Juan Fernandez to Pitcairn Island.